I hope everybody that's listening at home can hear me. I know we've had some problems. They can hear the praise and worship, but they can't hear me. Not certain what happens, but we use phones, and phones have a teeny tiny microphone, and I'm obviously not as loud as the praise and worship. So we're going to be looking at things on that, but anyhow. So as, you know, we go around in life, we see things happening in our own lives, we see things happening in other people's lives, and the reality is the Word of God tells us things to deal with our everyday life. Now, there are spiritual things that are in place. There are spiritual precepts that we need to follow and watch and pay attention to. But Jesus taught us, as most of anything, to focus on the things that control our everyday life. He told us to love one another, did he not? He said, at one point he said, love others as I have loved you. If you don't know that saying, look around in some of the yards. There's signs. Love one another. Even though I know that sign is taken out of context. He died for us when he said that. But see, here's some things that we forget. We get a little selfish, don't we? You don't have to say it. I'll say, yeah, you do. Because I do. I know I do. We all do. If we're honest, yeah, we get all a little selfish. We don't want to be uncomfortable, do we? I don't know about you, but I don't like sitting in an uncomfortable chair. My sense of automobiles now has gone from sport car to comfort. I judge the vehicle by how comfortable the seat is. And I'll be honest with you, the most comfortable seat I ever sat in was in a Mercury Marauder. If you don't know what it looked like a Crown Vic, but it was a hot rod with a Lazy Boy for a seat. Some of you would have problems driving this car. But we like comfort. We like to be comfortable in our lives. We don't like any discomfort. Because ultimately, we want what we want. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 3, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, which is arrogance, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. Now, here's a contradiction to some messages I've heard. Don't worry about yourself. Always take care of other people. That's not what Scripture says. You do need to look out for yourself. And you look out for other people. Our selfish ambitions are things that we don't want to do. You know, there's days I don't want to wear a suit and tie, but sometimes I do. Because there might be somebody that day that just needs that. It's not really who I am. I do like to look good. I'm not going to lie. That's my vanity. That's all of our vanity. We all like to look good. Or else we wouldn't comb our hair. We wouldn't wash. So Paul was telling the Philippians, don't do anything out of your selfish ambition. If you're going to minister, don't do it for what you gain out of it. Okay? If you're going to raise kids, what's one of the things we should do? Teach them not to be selfish, right? You need to share. I know when I was four and I got my first sibling, that was kind of a hard thing to do. What do you mean share? That day forward, I never had my own room. I have shared a room with somebody else since I was four. It's not always been bad. But I had to learn to share. What I wanted had to take a back seat sometimes. But the problem is when we know also, don't take care of ourselves at all, right? We wear ourselves out looking out for other people. That's not godly. See? Not only for his own interests. You've got to look out for yourself. But our selfish ambitions lead us astray. I'm going to go forward here real quick to Galatians 5. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions. Now remember, we've talked about the works of the flesh before, right? They're works. Why? Because you don't have to do anything to produce them. They just show up without Christ. That's what you would be without Jesus. Well, I don't know if I would ever be all that. You're not going to be all of it, but if you're guilty of one, you're guilty of it all. That's the way this thing works. And that's what keeps us humble, knowing that we've all sinned. Well, I would never kill anybody. Did you hate them? Well, yeah, of course I hate them. You don't know what they did to me. And Jesus said, if you hate your brother, you're the same as a murderer. So yes, you would kill somebody. But our selfish ambitions, we don't think about what happens to other people with our actions, do we? That's why, honestly, I know I've admitted it. I usually run 5 miles an hour over, which is legally speeding. But also stopping in front of that little white line is legally running a stop sign. For those of you that did not know. I don't ever speed. Did you stop in front of the stop sign? Yes, you did. You ran a stop sign. They put this in here. The Holy Spirit made sure it got put in here so that we would not sit there and say, look at me. I don't stink. I don't smell of sin like Trisha does. She speeds. And I really don't know if she does or not. Richard's not here to tell on her, so she gets off scot-free today. But yet, I ran the red light. Who's the bigger sinner? Sin is sin. But selfishness is something we're supposed to deny. Jesus told us to love our neighbor as ourselves, to do unto others as we'd have done unto us. Do you want your people around you to treat you the way you're treating them? Yeah, let's be honest. Sometimes, no. No, we don't. What we plan on for our future, and Joe, I'm going to bring your mama into this, okay? You'll see. It's a good thing. One of the things I heard Joe, I never met his mom, and her name was Boots, right? That's what she always went by. And what I heard about her, and Joe shared this with me, and he said, you know, when it came time for mom to quit driving, we didn't have to take her license. She realized, I shouldn't be driving. And then where she got, she couldn't take care of herself at home. Nobody had to go to her and say, Mom. She said, you know what? It might be better if I had some assisted living. She did it. She thought about it. Why? Because she loved her children. See, when people won't address those issues, and I'm hitting this because it's something that needs to be hit, because I heard a conversation once where somebody was asked, what are your end plans? I know what mine are. I want to be cremated. Don't care what you think about me being toast or dust. It's what we're supposed to go back to. And why do I need a 6-foot-long hole? I'm not 6 feet. But anyhow, and the person replied, well, I'm not going to die. The rapture is going to come first. Through selfish ambition or conceit, arrogance. That is sheer arrogance. That person does not care about their family. How hard is it? I know a lot of you have already got everything lined out. Boom, boom, boom. This, and this. This is what's going to happen. Kudos. Well done. But the sheer number of people that just think they're not going to die. My grandmother swore she was not going to die. She wasn't the one. Guess what? She's been dead for quite a few years now. Since 2016. She died. Guess what? We all die. I don't know if it's tomorrow. or 60 years from now? I don't know. If Jesus comes back tomorrow, we all die tomorrow. That's how that works. We die in the transformation of a twinkling of an eye. The corruptible will put on the incorruptible. That's what that means. You'll be going through the air and you won't even recognize yourself. You're like, whoa, dude, where'd those abs come from? I've been hiding them. But you see, if you are not thinking about how others, and this is just one of the many issues I see hitting the body of Christ, you don't love your family. You don't love those around you. I've been telling my family what I want for a while. Sounds like you're planning on dying. Duh. It's going to happen. I don't want there to be a big sad party. There's going to be heavy metal playing. The Marines hymn, all three verses will be sang. Those of you that know it know why. You don't have to know me to know why, but there's a clue in there. But you see, I'm trying to make those plans. And that's fine, because I love my kids. If we're going to be selfish, we should be actually selfish against ourselves versus our children. If I'm going to think about how this is going to affect, I don't want to go anywhere right now, okay? Just so you know, not checking out. But it's going to affect a lot of people. Hit this. If you're saying, well, who should I worry about affecting? Let's look at how Jesus said to go preach the gospel, starting in Jerusalem, then to Samaria, and then to the other ends of the earth. Start with your family, those who are close. Love them. Love them the way you want to be loved, whether or not they're reciprocating it back. For a believer, their homegoing is a celebration. Yeah, we're going to miss them. And the sorrow, it will last for a little while, but it will pass. I promise you, it will pass. But there's going to be things that'll trip you up. Well, I don't want to think about that. Well, I know you're thinking, oh man, this is what a bummer of a message. Well, not every message is supposed to make your ears tingle. Sometimes you need to think about yourself. You taking the handicap spot up there when it's not your placard. Got silent in here real quick. You want to tick me off? You use somebody else's placard. The placard is for them, not so your lazy butt doesn't have to park back there where I park. If you have problems, you will have the placard, and you have the right. But I knew a woman who parked, she's my age, and this was 25 years ago. Her husband was never with her, but she parked in the handicap spot, and it was for him. Well, the way I look at it is it's for me because of what we're dealing with. No, how about the old guy that lost his leg in Vietnam, who has to hobble around like this because you are selfish? What if it was your mom or dad that needed that parking spot? Thank you. Because he got really quiet. I know, because some of you are thinking, I know people that do that. Or, oh Jesus, he saw me. But no, that placard is not for you. There's, what was it the other day? I saw a car. Understand something, ladies and gentlemen. The handicap spot that says van is for a van, not your mini thing. The van can only fit in so many spots, and they're marked van. But yet there's a whole row of spots. I didn't realize I was going to hit that one. But we do that. We get selfish. It's all about me. Joyce Meyer, I love that. What about me? I don't want to take my cart over to the corral. It's hot out. Wah. You had no problem bringing it from the front of the store to your car to put your groceries in it, which you had one bag that you could have easily carried and left the cart in the store. Well, it was just more convenient. So the dent that I'm going to get in the side of my truck because you're too lazy to walk 50 feet. Come on. That's selfishness. You don't care about anybody else. Throwing garbage into their yards. I've heard neighbors fight over leaves. Oh, just clean them up and shut up. Mow them up, bag them, whatever you do with them. I lived in town here for 15 years and didn't have one tree on my property. They were all my neighbors. So you rake the leaves over into his yard? No, because I'm not a jerk. I mulched them up, and if there was too excess, I put them in something and put them out. Or actually, I never did that. I never put stuff on the curb. Why? Because the yard waste place was usually open. And I'm not that lazy to let it sit out there and kill my grass for 3 weeks. I'll just take it down. I don't like looking at that garbage. That's why it's behind my barn now. Then I get to have a fire that I have to call the fire department for. But see, that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. We want to reach the world. We want to be Jesus to the world. When are we going to start reflecting that? Because everybody I've mentioned so far has been a born-again Christian. We don't think about what our actions, because we want what we want, right? I want what I want. Bless God. Do you know there's no age limit on the things in the Bible? No part where you can start, no part where you stop. We're all held to the same level. When he said to love your neighbor as yourself, it didn't say, except for that neighbor. You don't know that neighbor. Yeah, he does. That's why he put you there. So he can burn the garbage out of you, and maybe in that point you can be an example to Christ to him. See, three of my neighbors in the last couple months have been broken into. Tools stole out of their shops, four-wheelers stolen, eating food out of their freezer. Yeah! You know where it starts at around my place? There was a campground that's in the paper every week, every day for felonies. But you know what? I have a problem. I know there's people that are in there that if they get kicked out, they're homeless. There's an issue. But the people who don't care, just kick them out. I don't care. See, there's your problem. We aren't finding a solution. We just want to kick people out and make them all homeless. Now, that ain't right. We care more about our garbage than we do about somebody's life. And if you've never actually got to meet homeless people, go downtown Columbus. When we took the youth group down there years ago, down there to Faith Mission, you actually went to it with us on the second one we went to. But this one, we come out, and there's a guy sleeping on a parking curb. It's 10 degrees, but he's asleep on the parking curb. Well, that's their problem. No, it's your problem too. Your heart should break. Pray for them. By the way, we support Faith Mission. We do that regularly. Why? Because I don't want to see anybody homeless. Why? Because I was. For about about 3 months, we were homeless. We lived wherever anybody would take us. It wasn't good because bad things happened. But the reality is, if we don't start caring for our neighbors, for the people around us, for our families, I'm not saying that when they snap their fingers, you come running. That's called abuse. If they can, they can. If not, take it for what it is. Don't get offended. I know some people get offended at me because I didn't come running all the time. I've got a family too. You've all got families. And if there's problems, they have to be cared for. But our selfishness will focus, and then we stop on our own family instead of reaching out to somebody else. Somebody that God told you to help. Well, I don't know them. God does. God knows their story. And if God told you to do it, don't you think it's none of your business? Do you think you should be the one telling God you're not going to do it? He said, I picked up the guy a couple weeks ago. I told you about him. I didn't want to pick him up. But God would not let my truck go by him. I just found it going off to the side and my foot was on the brake. I'm like, Lord, what am I going to say? I got to get to church. I got to get to church. You know, I'm the preacher. I got to get to church. Let's see. Maybe getting to, or no, yeah, I was actually heading to the church. We were working that day. I got to get there. Let's see. A man's soul might be worth a little bit more than finishing some drywall. Just saying. And I told you about that, how God moved. I kept feeling something needed to be said. And God brought the song on the radio for him. Ready or not, Jesus is coming. I laughed out loud literally when he got out of the truck. I said, Jesus, you know exactly what you're doing. That whole way, get your life in order because Jesus is coming. But you see, I didn't want to stop. I was later than I was supposed to be. We get so focused on the wrong things that we forget why we're actually still here. Not to focus on us. Don't be the person that says, I'm going to wait till the rapture. Rapture's going to happen. I don't have to worry about that. I ain't taking a bath till the rapture happens because it's going to happen and I don't need to take a bath. Well, I will give you this hint. Male or female, one way or another, you're getting a bath. And I lived in a 6-man room in which one of our roommates refused to go shower. Every one of us grabbed our scrub brushes and we circled him. And he knew we'd do it. He grabbed his stuff and he went to the shower. Well, that's just not right. What ain't right was that. He didn't care enough to shower because we were field dayed. We just changed everything and his dirty butt was going to get the white sheets dirty. Ain't nothing like failing a room because your roommate don't want to take a shower. It's free. Run all the hot water you want. But we see this happening more and more. And I'm going to tell you right now, the closer it gets to the return of Christ, we're going to see it more and more. And unfortunately, it's from the church. People that claim to be godly people. They're only focused on them. Or they're only focused on their ministry. I get to minister to you guys every week. But you're not the only ones I get to minister to. Because this isn't the ministry field. Out there is, folks. And every person that you tell, every person that you're kind to, you're ministering to them. But selfishness says, I want what I want. You know, there was a time like I didn't want a minivan. Angela didn't want a minivan. We just didn't want a minivan. I thought they were comfortable, but we just couldn't make that jump. And then one day, we had to have a minivan. And we got a minivan. But ever since then, God has blessed her because she gave in and said, I'll get a minivan. When the transmission went out of it, unfortunately, we had already gotten rid of it. When Ford came out and said, yeah, this is what happens to those. If you still got it, we'll give you $3,000 for it. I got $300. It's like, oh, well. But we got it not because we wanted a minivan. If you got a minivan, great. They are very comfortable. Especially if they got captain's chairs and you can spin around and kick them back. But I'm a pickup man. I like my pickup trucks. And the older I got, like I said, I like for the comfort because they spread out, bigger shocks, bigger tires. They absorb those bumps so much better than my Mustang did. Selfishness does not stop at home, your community. I don't want to mow my grass. There's a reason we mow grass, ladies and gentlemen. And if in town, there's a super big reason. Rats, mice, bugs. And it's unsightly. I had one... Oh, my flesh and spirit had a race that day. We were at the point where we quit mowing the grass. If you ain't figured it out, when the season's starting to go, you can mow your grass and it'll grow to the same height every time and look the same in a couple days. Just stop mowing. Unless you really want to and you're bored, keep mowing your grass. But I had other things to do, and so we let the grass go to its winter stage. And somebody who was attending here decided to tell me that their husband, who didn't attend here, thought the yard looked terrible. And he'd be glad to come down and mow it for us if we couldn't. I ain't gonna lie. I never wanted to snatch the lips off of a woman in my life like that and beat her with them. How stupid can you be and still breathe oxygen? It's November, lady. Yeah, I'm telling you, I've heard a lot of crap on this side of the pulpit. And it amazes me, and it's always people that think they're anointed to tell the pastor what to do. Okay. Yeah, that watchdog ministry that's not in the Bible anywhere. We won't get into that today. But see, selfishness, it's going to get mowed. We're going to dress this up, make it look nice. We're getting ready to do some work out in the drive, but we've had to wait. Things had to pack back down. Then we're going to put new stone out there. Won't that be nice? Finish cutting the edge that I couldn't cut around that other drain. Get it nice and smooth to it. I know, it's kind of an inconvenience. A lot of people in here have four-wheel drives. If you can't park over there, park over here. Well, Pastor, I just don't know. What about your nation? What about the rest of the body of Christ? When you act like a jerk to somebody in the store, and then you get in your car with your Ithacus, you know what that is? That's that fish. It says, Jesus. My wife's car is a driving conviction mobile for me. Jeez, am I really doing 80? It's fast. Slow it down. Why? Because the front plate says, Jesus loves you. Well, that's, yeah, I'm trying to get the message there faster, I guess. I walked into Lowe's one day. Lowe's gives a military discount. Praise God. But there's this guy, and I knew the area he was from because he had his hat on. He's arguing with the lady at the counter. I'm a veteran. See? Sir, do you have your card? Your ID card. Pat, you got your ID card? I got my ID card. You got your ID card. Get your ID card. Sir, do you have your ID card? I don't need no stinking ID card. I got my hat. Look. Dude, we can go down to the fairgrounds anytime and buy a dozen of those. It doesn't mean you're in Vietnam. I used to have a t-shirt that said Vietnam and had all the things and a big skull. But I never served there. But you know what that guy did? By the fit he threw in front of everybody there, he gave every veteran in that store a black eye. That's what he did. He gave your dad a black eye. I'm entitled. I don't care if I ever get another discount. I didn't serve for a 10% discount. I served so that first off, I needed a job. And then I realized the reality of what I was serving for. And then it was so that my children can be free. Why? Because somebody before me served. But we get self-entitled. Well, I'm a Christian, and I love pastors for this. Oh, I'm just going to black their eyes right now. Do you have special pastor seating? I'm a pastor. No? Go have a seat. Find an open spot and sit down. You really should have special pastor seating. It's where I prefer. I ain't going to lie. But there are people that will not go to meetings if they're not special pastor meetings. And I've heard people ask that at minister meetings. That's everybody in there. What, you think you're more special than anybody else? Get here on time. Get your seat. But we get self-entitled because we're focusing on ourselves. You know what? If I got to stand, I'll stand. It ain't going to be very long nowadays. I can promise you that much. I'll be sitting on the floor. I got no problem sitting on the floor. But we look at ourselves and say, oh, but you're a pastor. You should have special seating. I've been in churches where they basically have recliners for the pastors. Really? I really don't want anybody knowing who I am. I know that sounds contradictory. I don't want you looking at me. I'm not out seeking the attention. If I wanted the attention, we'd be on the TV and radio. I'd be doing podcasts every day. I don't want the attention. I'd have been a good recon. I was actually very good at that kind of stuff. But to sit in a great big cushy chair while you're sitting on a hard pew, just so I can say amen, that's not right. I do have a reserved spot. And if you're offended at that, tough. I'll call you up the next time the parking lot needs repaired. But I have a spot so that my wife can park in it. If we drive separate, how many of you noticed I don't park there? But yet it's got my title on it. And I've got a sign that I've threatened about putting underneath of it. It says marine parking only. But that probably wouldn't be good for her. So our lives have got to be governed by not being selfish. Selfish ambitions are nothing more than your flesh. I don't want to do this. I don't know why I have to. Do you know how old I am? I'm too old to do that. Wipe your own butt. You're not too old to do that. Sorry if that grossed you out. I drove for Meals on Wheels, and a guy came in there, and he stunk to high heaven. And they asked him, I forget what his name was, said, "Have you had a bath in a while?" "No." Kathy, to this day, I remember. He lived, you could see his house. Even with a jacked up shoulder, I could hit his house with a rock. She said, you go home and you shower and you come back. But until then, we're not feeding you. Well, that's cruel. No, it's not. He was more than capable of taking a shower. Laziness is not an excuse. If you got a bad shoulder, bad hip, or whatever, and you need help, accept the help. My goodness, this country is so infatuated with being naked. I don't want anybody to see me naked. It looks just like them. If you guys forgot anatomy class, we all look alike. Just maybe a role here or there that somebody else doesn't have. I don't know why you're just into that, Pastor. And I'm not a nudist. Let me get this out there. But I have had to shower with 80 guys. That kind of breaks your inhibitions. Guys, right? I'm looking. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You didn't have a choice. If you thought you did, like I said, there's a scrub brush ready to go. But it's selfishness when we don't think about our actions about somebody else. I'm going to pull out in front of that semi. He's going to slow down. He's going way too fast. You're the fool about to get rear-ended. If you think I'm kidding, go on YouTube and watch the videos. Or people that get up there and they brake check this semi that's running 70 miles an hour. Well, he shouldn't be running 70 miles an hour. It ain't none of your business. It's a legal law. And they get up there and jam on the brakes and they wonder why they got run over. Well, let's see, 80,000 pounds versus your 2,500? Ain't stopping on a dime. I'm going to beat this train. Yeah, good luck. You know what gets me about that one? They never think about the conductor. The guy who just watched your family be decimated. That's selfishness. See, that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. The body of Christ does not want to do what's right by people because, well, that's going to put me out. Hallelujah. Now you're learning. Sometimes you got to be put out. It's one of the first things I had to learn at becoming an NCO was when my OIC told me, he said, sometimes you got to punish yourself. But I didn't do it. But I wasn't at a rank that I could just order it done. I had to participate. So I was very careful. I made sure that I governed out my retribution properly at that point. If I had to make them run, I had to run with them. And unfortunately for them, I could run back then. But God is not mocked. If you're sowing selfishness, you're going to get selfishness back. But if you're sowing love, mercy, kindness, the fruits of the Spirit, that's what you receive back. Like I said, I know today's message didn't tickle your ears, but I hope to God it made you think about some things in your life. What am I doing? How am I acting? You know, I think I look back after having been up here and I look back at my time in school. To you teachers, I am so sorry. For the little knuckleheads like me. I'm sorry. Especially my history classes. I love history. Science, I tried to love it, but then they wanted to know details and my brain and those details just weren't engaging right at that point in my life. English, I don't have any English teachers, right? That was a class I actually could do good in, even though it was the one I failed. Because I wouldn't read the Scarlet Letter. You want to know why I wouldn't read it? Because it painted people of faith to be religious nincompoops. Because they were. You sinned, We're going to make this big A and you're going to have to wear it. That's not the Bible at all. It's a great story. Well, it might have been, but I didn't read it. And I had to repeat junior English as a senior. I did really well in phys ed. I got an A and I spent the first 6 months with a broken leg. Don't know how that happened. But you see, I was selfish. I was a child. Sleeping in government class, I still don't know how I passed that one. I passed with a C. I have no clue. It was selfishness. I could say, but I'm not a morning person, and I'm not. If you've been around me long enough, you know. I better be moving. When I had phys ed for the first period of the class, or the school day, I was great. When you got government class, first period, and you're there a half hour early, well, I got a half hour, I'll take a nap. I never heard the first bell. I only heard the one that went off when we were done. And he never woke me up. And I look back, I thought, why was I such a jerk? Because it's selfishness. It's immaturity. Immaturity comes at all levels of our ages. That's why we're still growing. We're still developing in our faith. We need to start having compassion on people. And once we started having teachers that my boys actually had in school coming here, well, I hope they knuckled down and did better. But I tried to raise my boys not to be like that. Because I see what it does to people. Have compassion on people. If you can't have compassion on people, you're not reaping compassion. And it doesn't mean they deserved it. It may have been the person that just flipped you the bird and cut you off. Because I know what your flesh wanted to do right then. Because it's mine too. If you don't know where you're being selfish, you better start spending time in prayer. The Bible tells us to judge ourselves. It means judge our fruit. Did you know that? It does tell you to judge each other by their fruit. Selfishness is not there. Well, this is where my faith is, and I'm just going to stand. Your faith is wrong. Your faith is dead wrong. Because that's selfish, what you're saying. I'm not going to make plans because Jesus is going to come before he's going to rapture me out of here before I die. You got a fly on the wall in the throne room of God? Because the Bible says Jesus doesn't even know that day. Well, I can read the times. Jesus said the Antichrist was in the earth at his time. 2,000 years ago. The Antichrist was already here. He never went anywhere. So what are you waiting on to do things right? Well, I'll spend the rest of eternity with my kids. Not if they go to hell because they refused to accept the faith that you claimed you had because you wouldn't love them. I can't believe you talked to me like that. I'm telling you what the Bible says. If you don't love your family and the people around you, you do not love God. That's why Jesus said there are two commandments. One, the principal one, love the Lord your God with all your heart, body, and soul. And the second is like it, equal. Love your neighbor as yourself. So if I'm going to love Caleb, I got to love him like I love myself. And I don't do things to hurt myself. But on the other hand, I'm also kind of brutal with myself sometimes. I've gone back and read some of my writings in my range books when I was on the rifle range. Boy, the guy writing that was a jerk. Certainly wasn't the guy shooting, because the guy that wrote that down, he was a flat-out jerk. Which, by the way, I wrote it. But I have to love each other like I love myself. So if I'm giving you compassion and grace and mercy, it's because I need it too. And I know that. And if you don't think I'm doing enough, pray for me. Pray for me. Maybe I'm not. I don't know. But I do know this. That if we're not loving each other and thinking about how it's going to affect each other. I mean, there's times I'd love to go down to the commissioner's office and just light them up. What are you morons thinking? Not that I know any. I know a couple of them in person now, but what's that going to do to Cheryl? She works for him. Do you know what your pastor came down and said to us? It's just my opinion. Well, I could do a better job. There you go. Get your name on the ballot next year. Why don't you run if you can do it better? Because you know what? I know every elected official has figured out the first probably week they got in there, they can't do what they want. There's rules and regulations they got to abide by, dictated by the state of Ohio. I don't know why they don't go and just do this. They're not God. See, here's the problem. We all have the boss hog commissioner mentality. We think boss hog is in charge. Does anybody know who boss hog is still? Okay. It's like, I look at it, it's like, there's a lot of blank stares. He ruled that county like it was his. These commissioners don't have that. People get on the village council, think, I'm going to go change the world. Crap. What do you mean I can't do that? Well, we got voted down. That's not right. I know many people got on boards and they're like, we're going to change things. We're going to represent. And then they found out they weren't able to do it. So they got mad and quit. Why did you want it for the first place, you crybaby? Not everything's going to roll your way. All right. I think I'm done. Let's stand. I know if I'm going to get you out of here, I better shut up. But self-centeredness, ladies and gentlemen, is one of those things we're going to be seeing more and more rise up in the world. And we do not need to be the world. Yeah, I've got some problems with what our government sends money to. I do not think we should be paying for a bridge that an insurance company should be covering. Something wrong with that picture. When we send food to countries, I think we should send food, not money. Send the food. I heard a joke one time, a comedian, I won't tell you who he is, you might know this comedian. He said, you're sending all this food over to these people in these deserts. He said, quit sending them food, you're not helping them. Send them U-Hauls so they can move. But you see, the problem is, ladies and gentlemen, we're sending them money and it's only corrupting their leaders. We'll send you food. All right. Let's pray. Theo says it's time, Pastor. Shut up. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Father, how your word speaks to us, even to this day, to help us live a godly life. Now, Father, I thank you that you're helping us all to zero in on those areas that we are a bit selfish on. Father, we may be compassionate and merciful in other areas, but Lord, we get stingy when it comes to this. So help us, Lord. Help us to release that into your hands, to trust you in all things. Now, Father, I pray your blessings upon the people here today. I pray that you go before them, Lord God, as they step out into the ministry field. Lord, I thank you that their light will shine in a field of darkness, And Lord, I thank you that you're moving mightily on their behalves. In Jesus' name, amen.